Job, chapter 38. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Who is this that darkens counsel? By words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins like a noble man. For I will demand of you, and you declare to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have understanding. Who determined its measures, if you know? Or who stretched the line on it? On what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, or who shut up the sea with doors, when it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb, when I made clouds its garment, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and marked out for it my bound, and set bars and doors, and said, This far you will come, but no further. And here will your proud waves be placed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the sunrise to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed as clay under the seal, and all things stand forth as a garment, and from the wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the earth in its width? Declare, if you know it all. Where is the way to the place that light stays? And as for darkness, where is its place? That you should take it to its bound, and that you should discern the paths to its house. Doubtless, you know, for you were then born, and the number of your days is great. Have you entered the treasuries of the snow? Or have you seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? Where is the way to the place that light is distributed? Or from where is the east wind scattered on the earth? Who has cleft a channel for the floodwater, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, to cause it to rain on a land where there is not a man, on the wilderness, in which there is not man, to satisfy the waste and desolate ground, and to cause the tender grass to spring forth? Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew, out of whose womb came the ice, and the frost of heaven, who has given birth to it? The waters hide themselves and become like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the cluster of the Pleiades? Or loose the bands of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season? Or can you guide the bear with her train? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their dominion in the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover you? Can you send forth lightnings, that they may go, and say to you, Here we are? Who has put wisdom in the ibis? Or who has given understanding to the rooster? Who can number the clouds by wisdom? Or who can pour out the bottles of heaven? When the dust runs into a mass, and the clods are stuck together, can you hunt the prey for the lioness? Or satisfy the appetite of the young lions? When they couch in their dens, and remain in the covert to lie in wait, who provides for the raven his prey? When his young ones cry to God, and wander for lack of food?